When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
During the holiday season, you're going to have a lot of friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors over at your house and maybe lighting up a fire or trying to keep your house warm. The power might go out. You might fire up a generator. And I just wanted to talk about fire safety during this hour. And to talk about fire safety, what better than to bring on Chief Michael, president of Illinois Fire Chiefs Association, also chief of the Elk Grove Village Fire Department. Good morning, Chief. How are you, buddy? Happy holidays.
Good morning, David. I'm doing very well, thank you. And happy holidays to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on this early in the morning. The president of Illinois Fire Chiefs Association sounds like a pretty big role. How many men and women are part of that fine organization?
Yeah, we've got over 1,200 members in the Illinois Fire Chiefs, representing fire departments from across the state, everywhere from Chicago to Rockford, up in this area, down to Metropolis in the furthest southern part of this state. We represent all of the different type of fire service agencies, from the career departments to the part-time, the paid-on-call departments, the volunteers, all the fire agencies together. You know, we strive to get legislative work done in the state to protect people through legislative measures, working on emergency medical services guidelines, and working with the Homeland Security folks. And we try to provide training both for our chief officers as well as firefighters from across the state. So those are the missions we're looking for.
And your other full-time job is the chief of the Elk Grove Village Fire Department. How many men and women do you have staffed at that fine location?
Yeah, we've got 97 people working out of 3 fire stations here in Elk Grove Village. We've got a resident population of about 33,000 people and 3,500 businesses here in the village. We're immediately adjacent to O'Hare Airport. We've got tremendous support from our community, from our elected officials, and from the business community here, too. It's truly is an exceptional village here in Elk Grove.
Let's talk about fire safety, Chief, because as you know, the fireplaces are going to start firing up, no pun intended, and fire safety is heightened during the holiday seasons as more and more of our listeners get together to celebrate the holidays, and we're going to have power outages, too, with ice and snow and all that, weather-related items going to be happening here, and carbon monoxide is also a huge, huge worry. Can you give us some fire tips and some carbon monoxide tips for our listeners to use during these holiday seasons to keep safe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to do so. You know, unfortunately, both the fires and the carbon monoxide incidents are easily preventable. We just need to take the proper steps. The best thing we can do as a civilian population and our businesses, as the fire agencies, is to prevent these things from happening. You know, each year we know that about 450 people die in the United States from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning, and some 50,000 people seek medical assistance in emergency departments for carbon monoxide exposures. And the problem with carbon monoxide, it's colorless, it's odorless, it's tasteless, and the carbon monoxide clings to your bloodstream 250 times better than oxygen does. So if you've got carbon monoxide present where you're breathing, it's going to cling to your bloodstream that much better. It's created, carbon monoxide is from the incomplete combustion of fossil fuels. So any place you've got natural gas burning, if you've got car exhaust, you've got cars that are running, where having carbon monoxide is being produced. And to prevent this from being a problem in your home, you need to get your furnace checked, you need to get your water heater checked, make sure that those things are functioning properly, that they're burning properly, that they're venting to the outside. You mentioned earlier, if we have problems with power outages, you never want to run a generator or any of the other gas-powered devices anywhere inside your home. If you have to use those things to provide temporary power, make sure they're running outside of the house and then bring the cords in. You never want to do that. As it gets colder here, too, you often see people warming up their cars. You don't ever want to warm your car up inside the garage. Pull it out in the driveway, let it warm up outside all you want, but don't leave your car running inside the garage, because those fumes are getting inside your house and they're accumulating inside there, and it's just not a good situation for you. So we try to prevent these things from happening as best as we can. But the next thing we can do from there is we know that there's still going to be human error. We know that there's going to be problems that develop mechanically over time. Make sure you've got carbon monoxide detectors inside your house. There should be one within 15 feet of every sleeping room. It's been a law in Illinois since 2007. But not only is it a law, it's a good idea, because you're not going to see it. You're not going to smell it. You're not going to know when this is creeping up on you. And it can have very serious effects on people. So it is truly, carbon monoxide truly is preventable. Get your heating systems checked. Never leave your motors running inside. And even too, in this, you know, we think about this. If we get some of these big snowstorms that we've had and you're stuck in your car someplace, you got to make sure to get the exhaust cleared away from your car if you're stuck in your car in deep snow somewhere. Otherwise, the exhaust is going to back up into your car and you're trying to keep warm, and it can cause you problems there too. So carbon monoxide truly is something we need to be concerned about, but it's also something that's preventable if we pay attention and do the right things. We talk about our fire safety. You know, here in Illinois, we respond to over 15,000 structural fires a year.
Wow.
And sadly, those fires in Illinois cause, you know, $400 million in property damage throughout the state. And even worse than the property damage, we see over 100 people dying in Illinois due to fire. And sadly, 92% of those deaths occur in the home. So it's really important that you monitor what's going on in your house for fire safety. Over 50% of the fires that we see where people die, there were no smoke alarms present. And, you know, that can be addressed these days. Your fire department, your local fire department, if you can't get smoke alarms for yourself to put them into your house, check with your local fire department. Many of us have smoke alarms that are available. We'll even come out and install them in your house to help you with that. You know, if we talk about the winter months here, you know, you hit the nail on the head. December, February, peak months for heating fires. Heating fires are the second leading cause of fires across the country. First is cooking. You know, if we have the holiday season too, be safe with your cooking, but then be safe with your heating as well. Some folks, you know, need to have portable heaters. Well, if you use those, make sure that they're appropriate heaters. Make sure that it's tested by a recognized testing agency. Make sure that it has an automatic shutoff. So in the event it falls over, it turns off and it doesn't cause problems there. And if you have a portable heater that you use, put it on a solid, flat surface so that it reduces the chance of it falling over. Make sure you don't plug them into an extension cord. If you got a portable heater, plug it directly into a wall, and ideally would be in its own circuit too. You touched on fireplaces and wood stoves. You know, we got a simple rule. Keep things that burn away from things that are hot. You know, if it burns, keep it away from something that's hot so you can reduce the risk of there being a fire. You don't ever want to burn paper in your fireplace. Before you go home or before you leave home, make sure that your fire's out. Make sure you get your chimney inspected and cleaned every year. And if you have ashes from your fireplace, put them in a metal container outside of your house. Don't put them in your garage in a plastic garbage can. Put them outside in a metal container. Put a lid on it. Reduce your chances of fire there. And then we'll talk a little bit about holiday trees, too. You know, some folks like the real trees. Some like the artificial trees. Well, both of them have challenges associated with them. You know, the real trees have a higher risk of catching fire because they can dry out over time. If you're not cautious about how to water them, they become dry and brittle, and they can really make for some severe fire spread inside of a building if you've got a real tree. Artificial trees, too, they can burn. They're less likely to ignite, but boy, when they do, they produce some nasty smoke that comes with them. So be careful with those. Like everything else, keep it away from things that produce heat. And make sure that your tree isn't blocking an exit out of your home or the hallway. So wherever you put your tree, make sure that you still have access to your exits so that you can get out. And we always want to see people with working fire extinguishers in their homes. You know, make sure you've got, again, unfortunately, things do happen sometimes, despite all the best efforts. Make sure you got fire extinguishers in your house to address a problem if it does arise. Make sure your smoke alarms, your CO detectors work. Be careful with your cooking. You know, another thing this time of the year is candles. People, you don't have your windows open. There's not clear, you know, fresh air flowing through your house. People like to light candles and get the nice scents of, you know, different types passing through the house. Be careful. Again, keep the candles away from things that burn. 1,600 candle fires across the country in a year. Be careful with those. There's so many electric things you could do now to produce those nice scents and the candle, you know, the lights. So, you know, we prefer the battery operated as opposed to the open flame devices. So those are some of the tips we've got. You know, be careful with your lighting. Don't overpower electrical circuits and use LED lights whenever you can because they draw less energy. And you know what? We fully support the use of residential fire sprinklers, too, in all buildings, even single-family homes. If we can get fire sprinklers inside buildings and smoke alarms inside buildings, it's going to reduce the property damage. It's going to reduce the deaths, civilian deaths and firefighter injuries. We've got a tremendous working relationship with the sprinkler fitters local down in Alsip. They have a training center down there for firefighters and have a wonderful program about both commercial sprinklers and residential sprinklers as well. It's one of the best things going in fire protection. You know, it's interesting from a firefighter standpoint, we're one of the few entities that we really try to put ourselves out of business from the emergency response component. If we can prevent the fires from happening, if we can prevent the carbon monoxide incidents, that's truly what we're looking for. That's the best way to protect the public. So those are a few of the things we've got, you know, as far as tips for folks. And again, we want everybody to have a safe and happy holiday season. And it's just some of these tips that we can use here to keep it that way for everybody.
Well, thanks, Chief. And the best type of firefighter is the ones that are driving in the trucks and are at the station, driving past your house, not crashing through the front door with 50 to 100 pounds of gear and a hose, putting a fire out, you know, because you're not going in, moving furniture around to put a fire out, as you know, Chief. You're going in, you're finding the fire, and you're nailing it to save as much of the properties that's there, and more importantly, to save the lives and the pets that are in the house. And I salute you and all the men and women in not only law enforcement, but also all the first responders, fire, EMT. So thank you for this great information. Happy holidays, Chief. President of the Illinois Fire Chiefs Association, Chief of Elk Grove Village Fire Department, Chief Michael. Thanks, buddy. Michael,
welcome,
Chief
David.
Michael.
You're welcome. Thanks very much for the opportunity to get this message out. I appreciate it. Happy holiday to you and all your listeners as well.
Thanks,
have
buddy.
A great one.
Have a great day, my friend.